Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, March 10th, 2021. Oh my goodness, I'm excited to be alive. Things are turning around so fast in the spiritual realm and on earth. So Lord, we ask that you would open the heavens now. Shift this atmosphere, any of that negative stuff going on out there. We pray, Lord, that we'd come into agreement with what you're doing. And there's a word over this month. This is a now word. God is bringing something. I feel it so strong. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, check out my prophetic word for the month of March. It's called The Lord is Opening Your Eyes and Your Ears. Episode 170 on Spirit Connection. Basically, the recap is that strategies from heaven are here. The marching orders are coming in March, and Passover starts at the end of the month. That's very significant. It's a Jewish holiday that celebrates Moses getting the strategy to get the Israelites free. In the same way, God is releasing instructions during this time of year for you. All of us can grab hold of it. If you realize it, you press it and ask the Lord, he'll give it to you. This month is also about developing eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart that understands. That's Matthew 13, 14. Again, I put this in my prophetic word episode 170. You'll want to check that out also on my blog. This is a strategic season to hear the voice of God. And the entire month is going to be healing in various things. I've released this in my word, and I want to just go into more detail about it this week. And it's a condition that people have fallen into called hope deferred. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So hope deferred basically means that you get heart sick, or maybe you've got disappointments. And the plan of Satan right now is allow disappointments, losses, grief to get you out of trusting the Lord and really to take you out of what the Lord wants to do right now. You know, I had a lot of deaths in my family and losses beyond what you could even imagine. Huntington's disease, an incurable genetic disease, hit my entire family, wiped us all out. Cancer took the rest. I had 12 deaths, or probably even more, but 12 close deaths around, including my mom and her three siblings. My sister and brother are now in heaven as well. And I sometimes joke that I should start a reality show called The Last Prophet Standing, because the Lord definitely is moving in my life, but it has not been without a challenge. So I actually suffered a four-year chronic illness. I almost died at one point. I went down to 128 pounds. It was a rough time. No one knew what it was. It was a weird thing. Doctors were trying to treat symptoms, and I didn't get healed until I got to the root. It had a spiritual root, and you wouldn't believe it. It was actually a broken heart and grief and different things like that. I'm going to unpack this right now. But this took place in 2014 to 2018. You may not have realized that I was still operating in ministry. I was still doing my daily prophetic words, Spirit Connection podcasts. But I was terribly sick. I could no longer travel to events. And, you know, I became one of the first stay-at-home prophets. And now we're all in that mode. But, you know, back then I was suffering from multiple chemical sensitivity. I was wearing a mask, you know, and trying not to be around people. That was in 2014. 2015, now the whole world's like, do it. I'm like, been there, done that. I'm healed now. And what was intended for evil, listen to me, the Lord will use for good. Sickness is not from the Lord. It was not a gift. Don't say that. Don't think that the sickness was a gift. Maybe you learned something, yeah. But sickness is a curse. It needs to be broken off your life. And, you know, when I was sick for 4 years, the Lord, listen to me, the Lord increased us four times on the internet. And we got positioned to help others. When the pandemic hit, we were already operating virtually. We have our office in Santa Maria. with our accounting and shipping and stuff like that, but we're 95% virtual. We were already prepared for this. So back to the hope deferred message. The root cause to it was what I just mentioned about hope deferred makes the heart sick, but also Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That's what had happened, is my spirit had gotten crushed. My soul had gotten crushed, and I suffered from a broken heart. I suffered from hope deferred, and, you know, I got to this place where I didn't realize it. I had found that I was going to try to treat the symptoms, but it came back to a spiritual root. I want to tell you, this is what we're coming up against today. Once I found the spiritual root, got some inner healing, did a little bit of deliverance, my actual sickness turned around almost immediately. I had to walk some things out, you know, especially recovering from that level of illness. I had to, you know, work my way up slowly with my body. I'm fully healed this day, but I've been healed of the symptoms of Huntington's. Yes, I was diagnosed with the incurable genetic disease that killed almost my entire family. I had it. You know, it doesn't go away. It's genetic. But I got healed of the symptoms of it, and they actually put me in a study. I'm 62. I'm not showing any signs. You know, it's an amazing thing. But I did have to press in to get that. I had to get that strategy, kind of like getting a strategy like Moses did. You know, it's not always automatic, and you need to press in, especially with these traumatic things and these bigger ones. You need to press in. But, you know, I was told that I'd never recover from the black mold that was in my house and the heavy metal toxicity and this stuff in my body. I tell you, I'm back in my house. I've got my belongings again. I'm now helping other people get set free. So this is what the Bible says. The number one root to nearly all of our issues. You maybe hear me talking about this, but it's actually found in the commandment to love. The greatest commandment, Jesus said. According to Jesus, he quotes this so many times. Matthew 22, he says, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, he was quoting the Ten Commandments. That's the commandment one when he said, you know, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. He added one. He said, and this, he added to it. He said, and this one is to love your neighbor as yourself. That wasn't in the Ten Commandments. And then he said in verse 40, he says, all the laws of the prophets hang on these two commandments. Now, we're no longer under the law, but we still operate under these spiritual laws of the Bible, of the Lord. If you give, you will receive. That's a spiritual law. We operate under the spiritual laws that we must love. If you don't love, you get disconnected from the Lord. And so the greatest principle that most people don't understand, and we get out of alignment with these three loves in our lives, and we begin to get under attack. Have you noticed? Love has fallen out of the Bible. People today, a lot of Christians, stopped loving, and there's all kinds of weird stuff going on out there. But you need to get in alignment with that perfect love in your life. If you don't, then you can find yourself getting out of alignment in your finances. You can find yourself in the, like I had gotten sick, but it can come in different ways. It opens a door for the enemy. So if you don't love God, I had actually somewhere, you know, I didn't want to admit it, but somewhere in there, I was upset at the Lord, you know, that my family was taking. I know that he didn't do it, but I got upset about it. I got a little bit, you know, unforgiveness started to swell up in me, and I had some issues also of low self-esteem and rejection. Usually prophets walk through that throughout their life. So I was dealing with those things. And again, I learned it the hard way several years ago in the midst of ministry, but I got angry and hurt at the Lord and other people that had been, you know, some leaders that had hurt me in my life years ago. And I made a mistake, and I needed to come back into the alignment of what the Bible calls perfect love. Perfect love is loving God, loving yourself, and loving other people. That's perfect love. And I'm telling you today, this is what's out of line in the church, in the world today. This is the out of alignment. And once we bring this back into line, then it brings everything under the authority of the Lord. It causes things to flow. The plan of the enemy right now is to get you heartbroken, to hurt your, you know, and even maybe get you upset about the prophetic movement, that the prophets have spoken things that didn't come about. And, you know, to believe that the sickness and things happening in the world is from the Lord. This is not the Lord at all. And this is a plan right now, the enemy, to get you separated. And it's called the hope deferred. Now, interestingly, in Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, right? But what's the remedy? A longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Now, two things here. A longing fulfilled and a tree of life. Let's look at those. Now, you can ask the Lord. Maybe he can show you if you have any of these. But quite often, people have prophetic promises or words or desires over their life that never came about. Maybe you wanted the Lord to do something. Maybe you wanted to marry a certain person. Maybe you heard a prophetic word that didn't come about. Major stuff. Maybe you made some decisions and got, you know, shipwrecked. I just want to say this. Those longing fulfilled, some of them you need to let go of because, you know, maybe the Lord spoke to you to marry a certain person or to invest in something that didn't work out. Maybe a prophetic word came. I'm speaking prophetically here, guys. There's a lot of people out here with this condition or this has happened. And so what you need to do is let go of some of those things. Some of them was for a previous season. Let's say the Lord wanted you to marry someone, or he wanted you to go in business, or wanted you to do something. And there was other people that said no, or something messed up. It's now null and void. It's not for the season. That way you stay out there in that heart-sick jail, heart-sick hotel. You want to get out of that place. And again, remember it says, you know, the remedy here is a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Now, interesting, the tree of life, I mentioned this in my prophetic word for the month of March, is that people are eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of life is in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3. It's also in heaven. It's in Revelation 22, verse 2. And on both sides of the river is the tree of life. It's a spiritual place. This is Revelation 22, 2. Write this down. Take a look at it. On both sides of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, yielding its crop every month. And its leaves were for the healing of the nations. Wow, we need that, right? Now notice, it yields fruit every month. I want to declare right now, this is where I now get my monthly prophetic words. This is how I'm able to do this. See, that yields 12 a month is because I've tapped into this thing. You know, it's the Lord. He wants to do this. He wants to give you the leaves of healing or the words that you need, but you got to let go of the old. And you got to let go of any disagreements that you may have had and hurts and things with the Lord and other people. And so of the two trees, the Garden of Eden, the tree of life, but there's also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it was in the center of the garden. And it was the one that the serpent said to Eve, if you eat this fruit, your eyes will be open. It was a lie. Their eyes got closed spiritually, disconnected from God. We have to be careful that we're not eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's a worldly ways. It's worldly teachings. It's a mixture. Twisted vines, a mixture of, you know, like psychology and new age, a little bit, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And we got to just be careful, ask the Lord to cleanse us of those things. So I believe there's going to be a shift happening right now. Lord, we pray for the healing of hope deferred. It makes our hearts sick. Many people have been hurt over the prophetic movement. They've been disconnected from the tree of life. Lord, we pray that you would connect us, disconnect us from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Disconnect us from any ungodly and twisted vines. And right now, reveal and heal it and connect us to the tree of life and connect us with your Holy Spirit. And we pray, Lord, that you would open our spiritual eyes and ears and give us a heart that understands in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to be teaching more on this all month. And again, go back to episode 170 where I talk about this a little bit, but this is a little bit more. And I'm going to be doing a special training that's going to help bring this home. And it's Saturday, March 20th, 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's called How to Activate Seeing and Hearing in the Spirit. This is so important. I don't know if you were part of probably one of my most popular trainings last year. It was called the seer gift, how to develop the seer gift. This is the seer part two. And we're taking this. You don't have to take the other one. But I'm just saying, we're going to go into this where it's not only seeing, hearing. It's what Jesus said. He said that you need to get the eyes to see, ears to hear, and heart that understands. He also said this in Matthew 13, around the area of understanding the mysteries, the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And I want to activate this month. Again, it's a very inexpensive 2-hour training. It's a ministry level training, you know, ministry school level training, but you can take it home. Anyone can take it. We'll give you the notes and everything. DougEdison.com/see and hear. Hope to see you there as well. Hey, I'm excited. Everyone's going. Be encouraged and bless someone in the process. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.